Well, look who stands before me. A surprise, to be sure, but a very pleasing one. I must confess that I did not think you would succeed. I had many doubts where you were concerned, mortal. Not that you didn't have the potential, but because you are mortal. And mortals are so determined to see things as black or white. And the quest. The quest is bathed in shades of gray. A lie. Oh, mortal, don't be so foolish. Your greatest desire does not come easily. Your greatest desire must be won. It is not straightforward. It's complicated. Bathed in deception and trickery. It's so easy to fail, to lose your way. And yet here you stand, victorious. Here you stand, having completed your quest. I am very, very impressed. A little surprised, but very, very pleased. There is nothing that gives me greater pleasure than a mortal standing where you are. Wearing victory. You've changed. You have become something more than what you were. And now, the reward. Your greatest desire. Will you surprise me? Or will you disappoint me? What is it that you want, mortal? What is it that you desire? Oh, mortal, you don't know for what you ask. You say you want to be mine. Why? I asked why. It's a simple question, and yet one that you're having difficulty in answering. Allow me to help. Freedom. It's all about freedom. You have never been yourself. You've always been in service. The illusion of freedom comes with serving lords and kings. The illusion of choice. But really, you've never been free. And you know that I am all about freedom. I can give you what you want. But what you want is not what you think it is. Oh. Explain. I won't explain. It's your choice. Your decision. Do you want to be mine? Do you want to be free? Only you can choose. Explanations would muddy the waters. Do you want to be mine? Do you stand by your words? Oh, you do. Interesting. You keep surprising me, mortal. I don't believe in owning people. I don't believe in slavery. But I will give you what you want. I will give you what you need. But it comes with a change of perception. Your freedom is yours to win. Oh no, not another quest. Something far simpler, far more enjoyable. Freedom is in sensation. Freedom is in desire, in honesty. Freedom comes from not hiding. Freedom is yours if you wish to take it. If you want to be mine, embrace your freedom. Embrace what has been denied you. Pleasure. Oh, I sense doubt, restraint, denial. This is part of the trap. The trap that you have walked yourself into. The trap that you reinforce every day. Their rules, their laws. Why do you follow them? Why do you believe? There is a spark of something more in you. And that spark must be fostered to a flame. You must do what has been denied. Do you look upon me with one mortal? I know you do. I saw your sneaky. Give me your gaze. Look upon me. Look upon my naked body. Let the spark kindle into a flame. Feel the heat. Look at me. Don't look away. Do you want me? Don't be silent. Don't be denied. Be free and speak. Do you want me? All you do. Well, you can have me. When you're free. And to be free, I need you to embrace the flames you're feeling now. I know you've done it before, illicitly, secretly, hidden it with shame. Embrace it. embrace the fire. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Your body. Oh, it is exquisite. The sensations that you evoke when you touch your skin. When you look at me and you imagine. That is where you'll find freedom. You ask for your heart's desire to be mine, to be free. I don't believe in slavery. If you are mine, oh, you will be yours. I will be yours. I don't believe in slavery. I believe in honesty. I believe in pleasure. I believe in sensation. I believe in indulging. I believe in the fire that you're feeling. So, mortal, stoke the flames. If you really want to be mine, you have to give yourself to the pleasure. Touch, feel, revel. Your body is so gorgeous. Feel the weight of my gaze upon you. Feels like a touch, caress. Feel me caress your skin. Feel the heat of my regard. Curl into it, embrace it. You're wanted. You're desired, and there is no shame here. It's not hidden, it's not furtive. It's embraced. I want to embrace you, feel you. I want you to feel me. Feel it. Embrace it. Stuck. Those fires, embrace the flame. You know what feels good. You want more. Give yourself more. Take every drop of pleasure you can. Rack your body with desire and want. Rack. Waves of endless want and need, heat, endless heat that just envelops you. Lose yourself in it. Touch yourself. Enjoy every sensation, every... Every touch is multiplied, viewed through a diamond of pleasure, the facets reflecting endless want, endless need, endless pleasure. This is what they deny you. This is the freedom they rob you of. This is what take it all, it's yours. Freedom, pleasure, splendor. Give in, just give in to it. Don't hold back. Creatures such as you should never hold back. a creature of pure pleasure, of pure sensation. Don't deny yourself. You're free. Free in the flames of want and need. If you want to be mine, if you want to feel the freedom of my embrace, the pleasure of my touch, be free. And come. Come. I've never been so beautiful as you are right now. Lust and sensation. You have never been as free as you are now. You have given yourself over to the pleasure. You have taken all that was denied you. Take my hand. You want to be mine. You are. And I am yours. In pleasure and flame and freedom. Let us seal our deal. A kiss. Oh, this is just a start. You're free. You're finally free, and oh, I will show you such wonders. But first. First, I'll give myself to you, because I can, because I choose to, because I am free to, and because you are just so gorgeous. Watching you, oh, you don't know what you did to me. Seeing you enjoy your body, fall into sensation. Oh, I hope you're ready for what is to come, because you are going to have all of me. You're going to drown in pleasure, and then there'll be more. Because we're free. And that. We are free to enjoy the